your general cast, the number one podcast in Hulk Hogan eating too much food after he bangs a girl with a giant thermosized penis.
Felt like a pig.
Felt like a pig. I say my name first, right? I'm Nick Ryder.
Yeah. I'm James Ryder. James Ryder.
I'm Aaron Artist.
I'm Travis Trevor.
This is Abe.
This is Yama. That was a pretty embarrassing series of intros.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward. Well, I was in Vegas this week, and for a day, decided to do a job walk for work, and then...
Jabberwockies?
Jabberwockies. I saw the Jabberwockies. They were excellent. They were all up in my face.
They're the Monte Carlo.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All we did was...
No, they are.
Okay.
Are they?
Yeah, they're the Monte Carlo.
What do the Jabberwockies do?
They got those masks, and they look creepy, and they do, like, weird dance moves.
Are you saying that because you're racist?
No. The way... Because the masks...
He didn't see they're blacks that day.
Oh.
I think they're mostly Asian and Filipino.
Oh, well, that's okay, then. All right, well... I went to Vegas, and then we basically did nothing because my cohort didn't like to gamble or do anything, so we ate a buffet, came back. So, yeah, it was a great trip.
So, you didn't have any crazy stories involving a cab ride?
No. So, Travis, with that segue, go ahead. Do you have a story for us?
Because, yeah, Nick and I, we had a Vegas trip once where we were walking back from gambling at another casino.
We were probably at the very end of...
We were at the Circus, basically, and we were staying at the Tropicana, was it?
Yeah, which is on the end... And there was, we had $8 between us.
And we'd already lost all our money.
Excalibur.
No, not that time.
Welcome back to Map of the Las Vegas. Next, we'll be talking about Treasure Island, which is next to.
No, because
the TI now.
The Coke store.
No, because we stayed out there with our uncle.
Your uncle, not mine.
Yeah, my uncle. And that so me and Travis only had $8 between us.
Betwixt
us, and we're walking down, and it was raining, wasn't it?
Because it was November of that year. Yeah. It had just been raining on and off, and was kind of starting to again. And we were walking. We had different cabs come and ask if we needed a ride, but we told them how we didn't have any money. And then another car stopped.
Another car stopped the cab driver and asked him, well, what do they need? And he was like, they need a ride down there.
Wait.
There was a regular cab drivers car.
No, I think there was two.
You don't got money. Yeah. And then a regular car came up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was one cab driver came and then asked us if we needed, we're like, well, we only have $8. He was like, that's not enough. So we left. And then another one came up and we're like, we only have $8. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then another car pulled up as he was talking to us and she asked him,
what do you mean, pulled up next to the cab?
Yeah, next to the cab and asked, what did they need?
Yeah.
And then so she came up and we said, all we have is $8. And this woman, she didn't look like a woman. She looked like a man in drag, but I'm not sure if it was a man or a woman or not. But we're like, all we have is $8. And she was like...
Well, you told her...
All we have
Why
is
would you have a conversation with us?
No, because we really
how you don't have any.
We were tired, like we didn't even want to walk anymore. And
then the lady asked me, she was like, "Well, do you guys want to go?" And I looked at Travis. And what did you say?
We looked at each other, and because we were tired. I just looked at him like, "All right, well, I guess let's go get raped."
And then before we got in the car, Travis, of course, called backseat.
So I instantly yelled backseat because I didn't want to ride in the front.
And so Travis is the whole
and
time.
Because this is one of those cars where there's only one seat in the back.
Well, I just felt it would
be awkward if we both just,
inverted pyramid.
This person's being nice.
Yeah.
This person's being nice, maybe with ulterior motives, and wants to give us a ride to where we got to go, maybe more way than one. But
more way than one.
I don't know what happened to the S at the end of that word. It seemed like someone should have at least wrote up.
Travis,
with
would you
him.
Get upset if I note that you're sitting there with two open cans of Four Loko in front of you?
I would not get upset. They were not even mine. But I have been drinking out of them because
they're gross.
They are gross. I'm not a fan.
I can't handle them.
But they were originally Nick's. and he wanted to try two different flavors, both watermelon and fruit punch, and now regrets both.
Yes. Or blood flavored.
2 for 5, yes.
Blood I think flavored. That what's interesting is when I was close to the can of Four Loko, I started inadvertently talking like a cholo, and you're inadvertently talking like a black guy.
I was
okay, and so did either of you fill up this train?
No. we got into the car.
And is it okay to say tranny?
Yeah,
transgender.
Tweet us, Pinterest, us.
Especially if you want Abe to see what you're doing, Instagram it.
Abe on Instagram?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I have to add you as a friend.
There are bulges that would insinuate the fact that she was pre-op.
Okay, well, she.
Maybe she had a giant vagina.
The first thing she said when we went in the car was, "Are you cops?" Which was kind of weird. And then I was like, "Oh, great." And then she said. She wanted to know
so
if he wanted.
She said, "Are you cops?" You said, "No."
And yeah.
She said, did you say no? Like one of you speaking for both, or did you both separately?
I think we both.
I think we both said.
Did Travis have his mustache at the time?
No, he did not.
And then, yeah.
And then she was saying, "Well, I work around here," and she said that she was a stripper, but I don't even know if it was a girl.
And
or
I said,
what.
"Maybe you a dancer."
No. I wish she said that, but Travis was really looking out the window, not saying anything. So I had to converse with the tranny.
I was just listening and smiling.
And she said that her and her friend have a room in the MGM where you could pay them to have sex. And then so I didn't know what
else to say. You're telling the story as like, oh, and then she, like, her literal words were, me and my friend have a room at the MGM where you can pay us to have sex.
That's what she said. Yes.
So true story.
So it's a date.
She didn't even ask if we wanted to date her.
No, she did. No, she said, are any of you looking, she probably said, any of you looking for a good time?
Or looking to party?
Something like that. And I said, I'm not, but my friend might be. And Travis didn't even turn around and say anything. And so she continued to take us, and I asked her, well, how much does this thing kind of run for two of you? But she never gave an exact answer because she was scared that we were cops. And we finally arrived at Tropicana, and we didn't get raped, but she did proposition us, and that was pretty fun.
Yeah. So yeah, that was...
Tranny cab ride. That's what we call it.
Transgender cab ride.
I call it tranny cab ride.
Well, because that cab did have a tranny in it, not driving it, but in the engine.
Oh!
Well, I ate the Spice Market buffet. So, eat that.
I like Spice Market buffet.
Spice Market's not bad.
What other buffets you guys like?
Let's talk more about Vegas and the buffets that we enjoy.
The Bellagio.
Hometown.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I don't like Hometown. It was a joke.
And he's white.
That's true.
Yeah. So what else happened this week? Anything weird, guys?
I don't know. Maybe we should take a little break.
All right. We'll be right back.
What did you say?
The Bellagio.
Yeah, Spice Market, which led me into Yama.
I just, I'm going to, for those of you who don't know about email, I was going to preface the story by explaining how email works, but never mind. I'm going to, rather than make a big deal, I'm just going to read something that I wrote 4 days ago. I just want everyone to know that I ate a pot Jolly Rancher last night, and I have never been so high. It took me 10 minutes to button my shirt yesterday, and I watched Parks and Recreation and forgot the whole episode by the end. I'm still feeling it this morning. I'm fucking dying over here.
You know what? Even though you had this going on, that you could type that well still.
Okay.
It's pretty impressive.
Who'd you send this to? You sent this to all of us.
Yeah, this was a mass email in response to Aaron asking us for input about special Halloween banners he was going to illustrate for this episode.
Yeah, that
was my response.
I'm starting them off.
And I'm not bullshitting. I don't remember writing any of this. I remember having email conversations about the subject, but I don't remember these words.
I remember being off that day, and it being Columbus Day, and I'm supposed to be at work, but I was there, so you kept me entertained. So... What happened? What'd you say? What'd you do?
I said that this is not I haven't looked at this since 4 days ago. Abe responded, "It'll do that. "You, sir, are crazy. Sent from my iPhone." Which, I don't know why Abe writes out that "sent from my iPhone" every time.
I think if I care. I think it would be great if we all just read our emails like a script.
It would
nope, alright.
Instead it of would be, I mean, we could, but
set
we
up
don't,
for that. Yeah.
We don't want everyone be switching computers and
yeah. We'd all stand by. You know?
I can pull mine.
So then I reply,
I delete mine.
"Abe, help me." Wow, I wrote, "Abe, help me? What should I do to make this stop? I feel like my coworkers are going to notice there's something weird about me." And then Abe replied,
"You doing this dirty work is brave."
Abe replied, "I don't think there's anything you can do. I've never been that high." "I think all you can do is drink water sent from my iPhone." And then I replied, "You are no help. I just ate an almond butter sandwich and walked around the office for a bit, trying to smile and act natural. When I went to the bathroom to wash my hands, I had almond butter all over my face." Okay. This I remember. Okay, so I was having a conversation at the same time as this with someone else and asking them what I should do. And they're like, "Oh, you should eat something. You should have some caffeine.
And rub almond butter all over."
So I went to the kitchen real quick and I made an almond butter sandwich and I got a tea. And I went back to my desk and I ate it and I drank the tea really quick. And then I was like, I need to just, like, not be sitting here alone freaking out. And so, like, maybe if I walk around and move a little.
You
maybe
should
do push-ups. Maybe if I try to have a conversation with someone. So I kind of walked around a little and I went back to the kitchen. And in the kitchen was a coworker of mine who I kind of have they're not my good friend, but I have conversations with them a little
more.
Your
work friend.
My work friend. So I went up to her and I asked her what she was doing for Halloween. Because she usually organizes a Halloween office party. And I was letting her know that I don't have any Halloween plans. And she started going into a story about how for Halloween, she's getting together with this group of people who do paranormal investigations.
Oh my God, Aaron?
Like go to haunted houses and do
and pretend they
circles.
See stuff?
Yes.
That? They do that?
I don't want to insult this person who will never listen to this ever. But,
like the Winchesters.
But
they fight real monsters. Yeah. So it's not like them at all.
No, the thing is, I don't give a shit one way or the other, but I don't want to have a conversation about paranormal.
If you in a haunted house, you're investigating paranormal activities,
we will fuck you.
We're saying.
It's an obscure gentleman love story.
Right. But under any other circumstances, I'd be trying really hard to get this conversation ended so I can go back to my desk. But right now, I'm trying to keep it going. I'm hoping it'll sober me up. So I'm saying, "Oh, really? That's so interesting. I didn't know you were doing that. What is that? What's going on?" So she gets really into it. And she starts telling me how, yeah, and they have room left if I want to join in on this. And then I can go on a website and sign up and be part of this group. And then they do a lot of them. And this guy who does them is going to have his own reality show. And then she starts going into her involvement in the whole paranormal scene, and I'm just standing there nodding and staring at her and trying to interject and act like I'm having a conversation. And I apparently...
So you really didn't know what was going on as she was telling me this whole story?
No. And I apparently gave her, I'll get to it later, the impression that I want to join her
group. Oh, shit!
So you're like, oh, yeah, sounds
so
cool.
So, yeah, I had this conversation with her, and then I kind of walked around the office. I made small talk with a few other people. And then I had to go pee, and I went to the bathroom, and there was almond butter all over my face.
And none of them,
like, on my cheeks, like,
what
up above my lips. Like, just...
Instead of eating it, do you think you just use it as a sponge and just rub your face?
The whole time you're talking to everyone, you're just rubbing it on your face.
It looked like when you're going to the snow and you just smear chapstick all over your face and nose, and you're like, it doesn't matter what it looks like. So I clean the almond butter off my face, and I go back to my desk, and I remember as soon as I got to my desk, there was an email from her letting me know that she had just talked to the leader.
Oh, my God.
So when are you doing this?
So
you a Ghostbuster.
Well, you gotta go, right?
So she sent me the invite, and I responded and let her know that I would have to talk to my wife about our plans.
And then
none of them noticed the almond butter. Said
did
anything?
They tell you anything the next day?
Nobody said anything then or later. But then, the next reply was from James.
AB.
I got back to my desk and I let the gentleman know that they're no help and that I just had a conversation with almond butter all over my face. And James from Vegas replies, no, you weren't in Vegas.
No, I was sitting at a table where people were telling me to be conservative, but yeah, go ahead.
James, in a meeting where he was being persuaded to be conservative, replies, this is amazing, I want you to eat another.
And then as this is happening, Jim called me and said, Yama's going crazy. Like, have you seen this? Because I was at work, so I checked my email. I was like, this is the best thing you've ever read.
Okay, I don't... It doesn't look like you've replied.
No, I only replied near the end.
So then Aaron says, I read all of this thinking that you ate a pot of Jolly Ranchers. And then I reply with lots of words in caps. No, I had half of a Jolly Rancher made with medical marijuana. Apparently it was sativa, which fucks you up worse than the indica or whatever.
I don't even know what the hell that meant either.
It just sounded like more harsh. It was harsh marijuana.
And then Aaron says, maybe if you eat real Jolly Ranchers, it will cancel out the effect. Maybe a whole pot of them.
That's the best thing Aaron's ever said.
It is.
And then I write back, Aaron's body is ready for pleasing me. Oh my god, I don't remember writing this. Aaron's body is ready for pleasing me? Ha ha ha. Is that funny or am I being stupid? I think it's pretty good, but I also don't trust my sense of humor right now. It might need to be stepped up. And then I replied again, I don't recommend this at all, you guys. And then I reply again, do you get what I was saying? Like, combining my body is ready, it displeases me. So, these are two of Aaron's phrases that he throws around on Facebook a lot. He says, my body is ready, when he posts a link to a movie he's excited about. Or he says, this pleases me.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
Or he's getting fingers inserted in his butthole.
I was trying to combine my body is ready with this pleases me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So what I say in this email is, it's two great tastes that taste like grapes together. To which Aaron says, it sounded like you wanted to rape me. This is gold, Jerry. Gold. And then Aaron says, you should start giving people back rubs. That's a pretty normal stand-up guy living in a professional guy world to do. And then, wow, I don't even talk like this, but I said, fuck you, dude. I don't talk like that.
Was it a To Catch a Predator incident where someone took your computer?
Someone's been using my computer. By the way, my favorite of those was... Chris Hansen points out that this wasn't one time, it was like over several days.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The guy goes, there was lots of guys at my house. Okay. Then James replies, we should all do that for the next podcast. And then Aaron says, give each other back rubs. And then James says, yes. By the way, is this weekend good for our last podcast before we reboot? Spoiler alert. And then I reply, if you guys all want to take Jolly Ranchers and do a podcast, it will end with all of us being found naked in the vault on Monday morning. And I will have written a 600-page novel about a guy who takes pictures of ordinary food on Facebook. Which is funny if you know who I'm talking about. That's not a crazy I'm stoned thing. That's a funny inside joke.
It is.
And then James says, I love this Yama more than any Yama. And then there's some discussion about when to do the next podcast, which we're doing now. And then Aaron says, that sounds good, not the droogs part. And he misspells drugs, D-R-O-O-G-S. And I remember this one very clearly. I got this email, and I freaked out even more because I thought I couldn't read, right? Because I was like, droogs. I was sitting there pronouncing it in my head.
I love
and then so I write back,
Why would you misspell drugs right now, Aaron? Why would you do that to me and make me try to figure out what's wrong with Bruce?
When I read that, I was in office and there were, I can't remember what my coworkers were talking about, but I was just smiling and they looked at me like I was like retarded or something. They're like, yeah. Like right? And I'm like, he freaked out because he said drugs.
Okay. And apparently, you said at that point, I want to put this Yama in a chicken coop.
Oh, like Friday.
Yama, I didn't know you like to get wet. Yeah. Well, I don't know this reference.
The first one's Friday.
The first one's Smokey from Friday. That's right.
Angel Dust.
He smokes weed laced with angel dust, so he ends up in a chicken coop.
Right, I remember.
And the
that.
Second one is Training Day.
Where he says,
where he tells him, I know you like to get wet, because he laced his weed with PCP.
Denzel Washington says that to Ethan Hawke.
Training Day just ripped off Friday.
Oh, shit.
Wait, Ethan Hawke was in the chicken coop?
No, but...
But they ripped off that scenario.
But guys were flipping pigeons.
That's the news, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, true. And then Aaron does this thing where he's being a dick on purpose by writing really nonsensically. And he says, I am Ken being of Sari's nature. I can be of not type correctly for the droogs. Can be not making from you to be in front of the right head. I am of feelings for the person.
That just made you sound like you were Irish right now. How did you write that? I'm just talking the feelings for the droogs.
Well, at the time you said, now you're just talking like a cat.
Yeah. You
know. To which Aaron said, like a cool black guy? And then Travis says, this email thread is like McDonald's because I'm loving it.
It's true, I like.
And then Aaron says, oh shit, cool black guys are in their commercials. And then I say, I'm glad you enjoyed this humor because I could lose my job.
But you capitalized job. Yeah. Like, job's all caps.
And then Travis said, well, now I feel bad. And then Aaron said, well, this got dark pretty fast. And then it kind of goes on a little. And then I did a thing where I tried to rewrite the lyrics to Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Moving in Aaron's intro from several podcasts ago where he talked about costume redesigns with Mandarin collars and armor plating.
Damn, I didn't think this went on that long. I remember reading all of it.
Do you remember when I did this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, it says, I remember trying to do this. I don't remember the exact one.
Because I went to my coworker who was sitting next to me and said, man, my friend is high as shit.
Okay, so it says, I just turned up the collar on, my favorite Mandarin coat. This armor plating is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. It's like the early 90s. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see these ugly costume redesigns? That is really fucking good. I don't know what's going on. I didn't know I had almond butter on my face and I wrote
that. Hey, when I was really messed up in Vegas and I thought I was doing the Pac-Man music and I kept doing it and it sounded amazing to me. But Aaron was also messed up. He thought it was amazing.
I thought I was picturing.
What is the Pac-Man music?
I see. I can't do it now. No.
You're going to do.
Which of these was it?
It's a mixture of it all.
Okay. So then James calls me the Afghani Maya Angelou. And then Aaron says, "Oh shit, you made an NJ reference, Yama." Well, I didn't realize that anyone acknowledge that I made a Michael Jackson reference. And then you say, in Before Nick Talks About Little Boys' Booty Holes. And this is, at this point, an hour in, is when Travis decides to try to be helpful. And says, I think your best bet might be to just try and ride it out instead of fighting it. Fighting it will make it worse. If you can, just stay in your workspace and keep your head down. Every time I tried fighting it, I wound up having to go back into the hotel room and sleeping like Dracula.
That's how Travis handles his rapes.
That sounded like one of those cuts of Jerry Maguire's agents. He says something positive and then goes, that's what Travis did.
And then at this point, honestly, not trying to act like I was normal, but honestly, because I was craving pizza. I emailed a guy who, the day before, I'd seen in the lunchroom eating a really big slice of pizza. And I said, Hey, Charles,
you need pizza? I'm fucked up! Give me some pizza! Is that what you told him?
Yeah. I could probably find my email, but basically I said to him, hey, you know that pizza you were eating yesterday? If you don't mind my asking, where did you get that? And then I tell you guys, I just emailed the guy to ask him if he knows where to get a good slice of pizza.
I thought that was a joke. I seriously thought that was a joke.
I believe that.
And then this is when Nick shows up and says, this was the best email thread I ever read in my life. And Friday works for me. And then I also didn't get this reference at a time, but now I get that it's a Friday reference. James wraps everything up saying, right now Yama just beat a bald black man in a flannel with a brick. Yeah. And I don't remember what happened, but I remember at some point in the day, I just noticed that the world made sense again, and I'm never eating any kind of Jolly Ranchers again, just in case.
I knew a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy named Just In Case.
Yeah.
Is there a wrestler named Just In Case?
Just Incredible.
No.
Just Incredible, ECW. Your jean shorts and a wife beater.
You just named every ECW wrestler.
And Stone Cold.
All right, well, we will be right back.
So this week, Yamo is high as shit. And Nick, when were you high as shit? How's that for a segue?
That's good.
It was my birthday.
Oh, it was for Aaron's 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. Abe decided to bring, what was it, pot?
Fudge. It was fudge.
And I thought I was going to be a tough guy because I really never have done it ever before.
Yama, we didn't partake on that, did we?
No, Yama wasn't there.
I wasn't even there.
Well, then so you definitely didn't.
I don't get invited to Mexican people's functions.
No, you did. You were invited.
No, you were. But you're like,
Vegas. You hate Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I do hate Vegas.
Yeah. And so, because Aaron hasn't really done it either, and Jim didn't do it, so he's basically our babysitter.
I ate a full one, too.
I think you did.
No,
I did not.
No, he didn't.
Fact.
He didn't. Because, so, Aaron ate a full one, and then I ate a full one, and then Abe.
Who did I split mine with?
With me.
So, Abe and Travis had half a one.
That wasn't me. I didn't.
Abe and Travis had half a one. And
Aaron had the rest. Aaron licked our wrapper.
And I had a full one and I licked the wrapper.
No, and I had part of yours. I had a full one and part of yours. Yeah, and we split his other half.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened.
No, because
a bunch of people ate a bunch of brownies.
Did they have a full one then?
Technically, probably. No. Me and Travis split a half, and you two split the other half after having your whole ones.
Oh, okay. And then we decided to go to the buffet. The
Spice Market buffet in the Planet Hollywood.
It's delicious.
So everything's coming full circle. No, talk about Spice Market at the beginning.
It was
Spice Market.
Because I remember eating.
What was the commercial for Spice Market?
Spice Market, here we come.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah. Was there a commercial for that?
I wanted you to say, for some reason, I wanted you to sing the spice thing that you talked about like two podcasts ago.
You're so wicked getting such a hard on like this.
Dum 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 dum.
I was reaching, I started staring at Travis's eyes hoping he'd understand what I was doing.
Do you want me to sing the theme to Butt Slammers instead?
Oh, no.
It's a good song.
Not to be confused with Hard Riders.
What?
Is that another one?
Hard Riders is a porn series about women who really want to get fucked in the butt. They can't get anyone to do it, so they have to call the service that will send Brandon Iron to their house, and he's naked.
Well, they're Hard Riders.
They're going to remake that?
Oh my god, I just realized his name, Brandon Iron, is like a branding iron.
I just realized that too.
Oh my god.
That's I feel like I probably heard. Have almond butter on my face.
That's the first time I heard that name, so I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're sitting at the buffet.
Wait, no, well, I felt fine and I thought it wasn't going to affect
you
me.
You all felt fine, even Aaron and Travis and...
But then we...
I felt fine through the whole buffet.
Well, Travis and Abe were like pros anyway.
No. Yeah,
I wouldn't say pros, but yeah.
Well, they acted as if they were pros.
And as we're staying in line...
We kept our composure.
Yes. As we're staying in line, I started freaking out and realized that I did not have my phone in my pocket. And then I started telling Travis that everyone's judging me. Like, I look like a fool. I think that's exactly what I said. I look like a fool.
Was this when I got really protective?
No, yeah, you did. Okay, yeah, you did. Yeah. That was really
I paid for my buffet. We
$30, by the way.
$30 buffet. Cheap.
We sat down.
But no, the whole time, me and Abe were making fun of you and trying to make you be paranoid, too. No,
well, I got my food. I remember walking by Aaron, and I got my food. I sat down, I looked at it. And then I could no longer move my arms or function my body to eat food.
Because you thought people were judging
you? No, because I physically felt I could not move my body. No,
but you were so was your body ready?
It was not ready.
But you were also saying, like, they're looking at me.
I don't remember saying
that. Yeah, because I was sitting across from you, and I was like, eat something. You're like, no, they're looking at me. Don't, Jim. No,
I said I can't eat anything.
But you were also freaking out because
someone was looking at you.
Every time I talked to you, you were getting angry because you're like, you're making a scene, Jim.
No.
And it was actually you who were making the scene, and you wouldn't eat. You're like, you can't physically eat.
See, and at this point, I was just feeling warm. Like, it was weird. I just felt really warm.
Because he had a blanket.
I was going to say parka.
And
but
it didn't help where they sat us, where everybody walked by.
It was, it was like the main walk.
Oh, and then I remember looking at Abe, and Abe said, what's wrong? Because he knew. And then he started speaking Spanish to me. And I said, stop speaking Spanish to me. And then he said in English, I'm not. So he was purposely messing with me. And so I had to turn it. And then so.
I'm not. Abe, you're Mexican?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I just had to lay my head down. And not do anything, and Abe took a picture of me.
Lay your head down, like lay your head against, like
no,
like
on my arms, like this,
yeah,
like high school style.
And I said I would feed you, and then you start freaking out more, and then Travis just said, leave him alone.
Hold on. You were gonna spoon feed
him. No, because I want, and I was also upset because I paid for that buffet and I couldn't eat it.
But
and
also,
are
so
you
said,
pissed?
I said, are you hungry?
You had a plate of food that you'd gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First plate.
Couldn't eat it.
I couldn't move my arms.
Did you know what it was?
I knew what it was.
Yeah, because he said, I can't move my arms. So like, I'll feed you. And then he's like, no, Jim. and then Travis steps in and says, just leave him alone.
And Travis really step in.
Yeah.
I don't think I said it that hardcore, though.
Travis really didn't say anything. He just kind of waved to Jim and shook his head like this.
No,
he did say,
the leave him alone wasn't until he went to the bathroom.
It started before.
Travis was, and then he said that, but then also afterwards, he would motion going, no, just shaking his head going, no.
If for those who can't see, Jim is shaking his head and rubbing and
for
like waving his hand.
See, what the fuck?
And waving his hand.
So Travis
by
was being very protective because I was trying to tell Nick eat. He's like, I'm hungry.
I just wanted him to calm down so we could all move on.
No, and Aaron was just talking about 100 miles per hour.
No, this was before that because what I remember was being fine in the buffet. And then at one moment, all of a sudden, I remember just being outside.
It was when you were walking outside.
Yeah, I don't remember walking out of the buffet. Remember being outside the buffet, standing next to...
Was it still daytime?
I was standing next to Travis. And I'm like, where'd they go? Where are they?
I was like, because I couldn't get up and I wanted to leave, Jim had to pretty much guide me by my neck and through the buffet. And my back and lick my pussy and my crack. And then... We went to the bathroom because all of a sudden I had to throw up. And when we went to the stall...
Nick's stall.
No, when we went to the stall, there was an actual seat protector already on the toilet.
With urine in there. I didn't think there was poop, but there was urine.
But I really just thought in my head, because I was messed up, how nice, someone just put this here for me. And so I threw up like crazy. Even though I hadn't eaten anything in probably like 15 hours. And then I got up and I looked at my brother Jim and I almost cried.
He turned around, his eyes were full of tears and he just looks at me and says, I'm sorry.
And then Jim guided me. And then as I'm walking out, all I hear is Aaron going, bah, 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 bah. He won't stop talking.
He's talking like Busy Bones from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
See, at this point, all of a sudden, time made no sense to me. So I just kept talking about that, how it made no sense to me.
I remember
that. You said you finally understand time and space.
It's weird. Like, I understood it, but it made no sense, but I could see how it worked. I don't understand.
And then we finally got back to the room and we slept. But it lasted pretty much over 24 hours.
But didn't we all go to like 8 p.m.? Well,
that night, yes. That ruined our night.
Going to the hotel, it was like, I remember staying next to Travis, and all of a sudden I remember I'm inside of the taxi or whatever. Then I'm in the room, and then that's when we're laying down, and you're doing the Pac-Man thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said something about Casper, and then you got mad at me. You're like, did you see that about the dog?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and your
Casper was the dog of his.
Well, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not talking about that. And then I'm talking about time, and then you're getting all pissed off, and then.
Well, because you wouldn't shut up, and I was having a bad time.
and then everyone went to bed at 8.
Weren't you singing too?
I don't know.
I feel like he was singing.
And then the next morning we went to that hash house of Go-Go, which is delicious.
Oh my God.
Which was closed when we went this week.
And then Aaron...
This is a place where they serve hashish.
Hashish. No. It's all water pipes.
And Aaron...
What is this place?
It's a hash house.
It's like hash browns and stuff. Like hash browns?
It's like a breakfast place.
They have hash.
I'm going to look this up.
It's basically meat and potatoes. With eggs.
And then
it's a farmer's
rest. Wait, what did? Oh, and then Aaron was still messed up.
I was tired.
But his messed up was he slept, fell asleep on a bench.
He was sitting there on the bench, passed out. Like, I can't take this.
Which, if one of us can find that picture, we'll post it on the in the blog for the podcast.
What? You can post my Abe. Don't you have my picture of me passed out?
Maybe.
I think I have it. And then Aaron said he couldn't take it, but I handled that fucking food.
I don't remember the food.
Aaron slept the rest of his 21st birthday.
Yeah, he pretty much wasn't there for his whole 21st birthday.
We went back to the room, and I was like, I'm going to sleep. And so I just passed out for I don't know how long.
And so that was when the gentleman got stoned for Aaron's 21st birthday. And we'll be right back.
Some questions. Aaron.
From Aaron and Travis.
All right, I'll start off. Okay.
I wrote all these questions.
Benjamin Kim asks.
Did you?
Is he Asian?
Yes, he's Asian.
Okay.
He is indeed.
Are you going to ask him who it is?
Yeah, what's the story?
I've known him since kindergarten. And
is this that little Asian boy that made fun of you a lot at your birthday?
No, that was Joshua, and he was the one you guys made look at porn or something.
No, he looked at porn.
What happened?
No, we went to go see a movie, X-Men. And his friend was there. X-Men. And his little perverted friend, how old were you guys?
We were in fifth grade.
And he, like, ran the magazine section in Borders when it was there. And he started looking at porn.
Oh, well, why did I make him look at porn?
Why did we make him?
I don't know.
Did you guys check to see if he had a boner?
I didn't. Why
are you angry? No, but we didn't give him a boner inspection.
Well, I mean, because I was the one, like, watching them, so I could have
gotten in trouble. Travis is making a face like he wants us to stop recording.
No, I was just going to say, speaking of boner inspections... I don't have one.
All right, now back to the question.
Nick wants to reformat that out of there during the reboot.
Okay, that's fine.
Travis has the same face for I want to interrupt and I want this to stop.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to actually not interrupt as much. I know that's been an issue for me.
Benjamin Kim asks.
Anyways, so I got to stop interrupting.
Yes, he's Asian. Let's play the fuck, marry, kill game.
Nope.
All right.
I thought I saw that question before.
Next question.
Wait, who is it?
Oh, with Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No.
Yeah.
So are we skipping that?
Well, read the
whole question. Let's see who he's throwing out there.
Okay.
Well, you marry Hulk Hogan.
Helen Mirren, Judi Dench, and Meryl Streep.
Oh, man. I marry Meryl Streep because she's awesome.
Meryl Streep seems mean.
Helen Mirren gets fucked. And then Judi Dench gets killed.
Are you trying to do an Asian accent?
Okay. No, I would go...
Helen Mirren, guess.
Yeah.
This guy speaks English, yes.
I'm not trying to, but...
I would marry Judi Dench because she seems like a nice lady.
And she's a dame. If you marry a dame...
No, I'm a Travis.
You kill her. You don't want to stick your dick in that.
But you're married to royalty.
But she's a nice lady.
But you're going to fuck her.
So... But Meryl Streep seems so mean.
She seems very nice. Like, have you ever seen her accept an Oscar? On talk shows? She's very nice.
Are you thinking Death Becomes Her, Meryl Streep?
I think he's just...
Oh, Meryl Streep? Wait, what was that thing of Barbra Streisand?
Oh! Yeah, definitely I would kill Barbra Streisand.
I would marry Meryl
Streep.
Meryl Streep
gave what's-his-name tendonitis in According to Scripties. I can't think of the guy. When
Tommy Lee Jones.
Burr Reynolds.
No,
Tommy Lee.
She asked him if he's ever had to check any celebrities.
Okay, yeah,
Meryl Streep.
I would marry Meryl Streep. Yeah, okay.
Ring rings.
I'm going with
there
Travis.
It is.
I'll go with Travis.
How did you get Meryl Streep and Barbara Streisand?
You know what? I don't know.
She's like the greatest actress ever.
She could play Batman.
I think Travis nailed that one.
Yeah.
So, all right, good job, Travis. Y'all, unless you have...
I don't even know who Judy Dench.
It's like, it's like season 6 of Dexter all over again.
Yes!
Travis. I do that just because I know how much he loves those references.
Question.
Aren't you just going to read all yours?
No, we're switching off.
We're alternating. Well, now I got to get ready. Okay, all right. This one's from Joe Van Fossen.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Yeah. Fan of the... Number one fan of the comic.
Fan of the fuck!
I just fucking... My brain exploded just now.
Fan of the fuck.
Joe, he probably is.
What?
Alright, Joe Van Fossen.
Joe, if you're a fan of the fuck, let us know. Right.
If a tree falls in a forest and you can't hear it scream, are you in outer space?
Is this a real forest they're talking about?
I don't know. The question is too awesome to even answer.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Unlike the questions we get from Aaron's fucking friends.
That's how you fucking write a question.
Yeah.
Wait, who's his joke?
Time to step it up, Aaron's friends.
Someone gonna ask me what kind of animal I would be?
Our spirit animal?
Oh, shit.
Okay. No,
he was.
He got excited.
Oh shit! What's my?
But oh shit!
Wouldn't we have to go into like a teepee, a sweat lodge, and hallucinate, and then find our spirit animal?
That's racist.
Well, Yama knows where to get the pot Jolly Ranchers.
I do not know.
Isn't it peyote?
Peyote.
What's peyote?
Any resemblance to real events is coincidental or something.
Okay. So next. Okay.
Yeah.
Rob Dark asks,
"Is that his Christian name?"
No, his real name is Robert Drake. Robert Drake.
Wait, so, like the...
Is he trying to sound like Rob Black, who directed porno films for Elegant Angel in the 90s?
Oh my god.
Elegant Angel's that old?
Elegant Angel's way back.
Oh yeah. Wait, his actual... I always thought it was Drake and I was reading it wrong.
It is Drake.
Bobby Drake? Mm-hmm. So his name is Bobby Drake.
Yeah.
Iceman.
The Iceman.
Not Val
Cometh.
okay. Here are some ponderances. How can the studio try to move forward with Halloween 3 without Rob Zombie, given the protagonist was killed in 2? That's the first part.
He was
of the
also
question.
Killed in 1.
Go ahead.
The protagonist.
No, it's because Busta Rhymes spin kicked him out a window.
All right, makes sense. I'll accept it. All right.
I think that was 8.
Yeah, it was part 8.
Also, does Glenn Danzig have a stylist? I mean, where did the half jacket come from? Somewhere. By the way, this guy is also homosexual, in case you're wondering.
Well, I don't
know. In case we want
Danzig?
Let's out him.
In case we want a fuck.
And then
you know Glenn Danzig orders special sized utensils and stuff because he's so tiny.
To make him feel huge.
Did you know that?
No.
No, he doesn't.
I'm gonna tell everybody about it.
Because he's tiny, I just want to say that.
Glenn Danzig is gonna get in a fight with you, and it's gonna be a tie.
No.
Oh my god.
Okay, we don't know, Rob.
That wasn't a question.
No,
wasn't that a statement?
He probably doesn't. He wears t-shirts and mesh. That's not a stylist. That's Travis in the 80s.
That was a little kid man.
Yeah, it's true.
And then, finally, how do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you smile like Maria?
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
What the hell does that mean?
That song by Blondie?
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Is that a dancing
song? It's a show tune song.
It's not that. Maria, you gotta see.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's Blondie.
It's some show tune song.
So, was there an actual question up in that flow?
I didn't hear one question up in
there. I guess not, Travis.
Yama's Googling Danzig stylist right now.
Yeah.
Danzig special
right,
utensils.
Travis, you asked a question.
I will Google that.
Alright. So, the next question is...
I love that.
It's from a coworker of mine named Greg Quintero. Is there going to be a fourth Friday movie or not?
Is
if
he
so, actually, he doesn't look. I don't know, but I don't think so.
Do people know who we are? And ask these questions.
Is there going to be a fourth Friday movie or not? If so, is Chris Tucker going to be in it?
Yes,
my sources tell me yes.
All yeah, everything points towards it. Much like
was.
A magic.
He's
eight
also going
to
be in the Chicken Coop.
Guy needs to make some money after all his tax issues,
yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it's going
to
happen.
I think you check with the studio would probably be your best place to get an answer.
IMDb.
I work for them. I checked IMDb just now.
You work for the company that's producing
New Line
Friday?
Cinema? I'm all up in there.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
No, but I did check IMDb just now, and I can't see anything for Friday 4.
All right, Aaron, what do you got?
All right, Alejandro Mitchell again this week. He asks,
after Friday,
how would you guys deal living in prison?
Oh, I would get raped.
I would cry.
I would cry.
So it's a deal. You just say, hey, rape me, everybody.
I would. Well, I think it's gonna happen anyway.
I can tell you right now. I would keep the covers over my head and just sleep on the bench the whole time.
We've been told by a friend who went to prison that you only get raped if you're a troublemaker.
That's true. So I would just not be a troublemaker.
Don't make any trouble.
See, because
respect,
I think,
the curfew.
Or I'd go to prison. I'd find the biggest guy and then I suck his dick. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
The biggest, like the most popular.
Yeah, the most popular guy, and you go up to him and just fucking pull his pants down. And you suck your dick if he wants to or not.
See, but really, when we have to go to our races,
so the big man on campus,
and I'd have to shave my head. I don't want to shave my head.
But
the thing is, Italian. There's Mexicans in the prison.
Is there Italians in prison?
You don't have to. Not anymore. I would have to shave my head.
Yeah, there are no more Italians in prison.
No.
You can actually just slick your hair back.
Or you have to put on makeup and be one of their, like, their girls.
I'm not holding anyone's pocket.
I would have to.
I think I'd just...
I would push my butt into it so I enjoy it more.
Well, yeah. I think Jimmy would fare well.
What if you try to unite all the guys?
Yeah.
But other than that...
I think that would be a problem.
You know what? Jim would do the best in prison, I would say.
Probably.
But I would...
I think Aaron would be fine. Keep to himself and me.
They'd be like, he's cool. Yeah, you leave that guy alone, he's cool.
I would just be the old man that hands out books.
No, you gotta be like 57 years old.
I'd go in with the makeup. I'd make myself look
before
old.
Before I go into prison,
so you'd look like Eddie Murphy kid. As an old Jewish man.
But what if you just don't wipe your butt?
Come into me.
Oh.
I don't think they care.
I would imagine they would.
Because they're about to rape you, and then they're like, oh, that's a crusty booty hole. And then they're just like,
then,
I'm out.
Then there'll be shit on their knife, not on their dick.
Oh!
I would just hope that someone would stab me 20 times in the stomach, and then I'd fall off in slow motion.
So I'm very familiar about all this.
Okay, that was actually a good question. Who was that?
Alejandro Mitchell.
Yeah.
He was the clunker from last
week. He redeemed himself for that space bullshit. All right. Good job, Alejandro. I love you.
Was he the guy who did that space bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah. James Alvarez asked, have you actually tried Chinese food?
Well, have you?
Well, is this a statement? Because there's no question.
You know, we've actually never seen you try Chinese
food. I have!
Yeah, Travis hates Asians and
their food.
One of you
have seen me try sushi. I know that.
We both did.
He did. We made him eat a California roll.
No,
I actually wanted to try sushi. A lot of times you went to that place.
It was a $15 lobster roll.
And how did you not like that?
Because you're a communist. I want to like it. I know I'm weird. I know I've got a problem.
Okay. So what else we got?
Okay, I got...
So the answer is yes, James. Yes. If you're listening.
Rob Dark asks, what comic book used to be good but now sucks beyond redemption? And how would you feel if you were saddled with said book, like if we had to write it?
Ziggy.
Ziggy's a comic.
Like that I hate now?
Yeah.
But all comics eventually start sucking at one point.
The authority.
It just depends on the...
Yeah, Stormwatch, how it is.
And how would I would fix that is I wouldn't write it anymore. I would have ended it when it should have ended.
Or I'd get someone better to write it. I'd tell Garth Ennis, all right, write that God shit you were going to write originally, that you were going to fight God and not get scared about 9/11 or whatever.
He wasn't going to write about people's dicks jacking each other off like he always
does.
That's
different.
Yeah, all right.
All right, next question. Unless someone else has an answer to that.
No.
All right.
I read comics. I can't think of one that I just hate now. Huh? No. Okay. I don't know this question. I don't get what he's referring to. This is from a guy I used to work with over when I was a video game tester. His name is J. Patrick Moffitt. And he's asking, how is Babby formed? B-A-B-B-Y.
You don't get that question?
What's Babby?
You don't get that question.
I don't, but I'm guessing they both get one and Aaron do.
How is a baby formed, he's asking.
No, you don't. Get that reference.
What's Babby?
I don't get it either.
There was a famous Yahoo, you know Yahoo Answers? Someone posted the question to Yahoo Answers, how is Babby formed? How girl get pregnant?
Well, that's amazing.
And then Chris Hardwick created a great little animated cartoon setting him reading that question.
and a different Yahoo Answers question with a video of cavemen asking really obvious questions. I can't believe you don't.
I've never. So, you know what? Thank you for asking that question, J. Patrick Moffitt, or else I wouldn't have had asked these guys about it.
Yeah, you don't have to read my follow-up either. Yeah. All right, go.
All right, and Alejandro...
I like that guy's name.
Last question...
Alejandro's doubling up?
Yep. Double up!
Which is better, North or South Dakota?
Because
Yama said, why doesn't he just ask what's better, North or South Dakota? So he's asking.
Well, what's better?
Well, at least we know he
Why are you looking at me? Because you're the one who made him ask this, because you said, why don't you just ask what's better, North or South Dakota?
Oh, did I? Yeah. I don't remember this anymore than I remember what happened. The Fighting Sioux.
And who else?
South Dakota is where Mount Rushmore is.
I don't know who North Dakota is.
So is Bison.
In Bison.
North Dakota State.
That doesn't help me with what college team I like better, so I can't go with that.
Okay, one of the things that I have against North Dakota is when I first got AOL in the late 90s, I created an account where I pretended to be a girl and talked to creepy guys to make fun of them.
Hey, who hasn't done that?
And one of the guys was a married, retired Air Force guy from North Dakota.
Oh, my God.
I'm wondering how many of you I talked to in chat rooms.
I always said...
Because I never did it.
I also pretended to give psychic readings. not the same account, different account.
I always said I was a stripper, and the guys are like, oh, well, I usually got them going.
I said I was a little more realistic. I said I was a young girl in college.
Nice. Yeah. Young girls in college love the internet.
So do shrimpers.
And this married Air Force dude from North Dakota didn't say anything creepy, but did tell me that he likes it best to have sex right after a shower because it makes the pussy all puffy.
Oh, my God.
Well, then you got to pop that pussy.
This has got dirty.
So how was he?
No one who ever
was he good
ever wants to work with me. Listen to this.
I hope that answers your question, Alejandro.
So it felt good.
What?
All right.
So it felt good. The sex with him.
This next question comes from Jake Tanner. That's his real name. Is it possible to move faster than the speed of light?
Wait. What do you mean that's his real name and you sounded all sad about it?
No, his real name's... I don't know if he actually would have wanted me saying it, but his real name's Tanner. That's his stage name is Taveran. He's not...
He's a porn star?
A stripper or a porn star. He's neither of those things.
He's in Lion King?
No, he was trying to get a music career off the ground. Anyways.
Like rap?
Yes, he's a rapper.
Like Bobby McFerrin? He does all the instruments with his voice?
Don't worry, be happy.
Bobby McFerrin's not the only person who does it.
Name another.
Don't people beatbox? Like, there's a lot of those people.
Well, there's the human beatbox.
The BC boys.
That's a beat. Yeah.
Beatbox. Okay,
is it possible to move faster than the speed of light? Hypothetically, at this point, but can physics prove that it is possible? However, J. Patrick already has a follow-up here, because he saw this. And his was a few years ago, they slowed light down to like 30 miles per hour. So pretty much anyone who's been on the freeway has traveled faster than light, not counting the 405 or the 10. Those are both freeways in LA.
I'm going to say farts to these questions. I'm going to say, Aaron, your friends beat Travis's friends, but not our friends.
Well, that guy answered the question for us.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, the second guy here was good.
No, it's the same guy.
Bobby
Harris. No, Jay Patrick's the same one who asked about Babby.
Johnny McFerrin.
And he answered this other guy's question.
Johnny McFerrin, you're wheeled. So, yeah.
I've got Twitter ones, too, if we need to go through those or save them.
All right, well, I guess that concludes our...
Broadcast day.
You want to do the end thing?
So you want to fuck?
Okay, I'll just go.
Are we going to plug stuff?
Yeah, we can. I just want to plug watching that Hulk Hogan sex tape. Because, well, it's only a minute. I hope they put the full thing out soon. Because he's...
Because it's so weird.
I'm going to watch it. And he's got a big penis. He just does. I'm sorry. But it might not be Hulk Hogan because he didn't say brother.
I want to see him leg drop something with that penis.
Third leg drop?
Yep.
Third leg drop. There we go. All right. So just go watch that minute. I think it's on Gawker.com or something.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm going to go ahead and plug Joey Van Fossen Realty. Wait.
Realty.
Realty? Yes. If you'd
Reality.
Like, if you'd like a house or apartment, go to joeyvanfossen.com.
And if you need a car or truck, pussy cow.
Yeah, so Joey Van Fossen, pussy cow.
I feel pretty good.
That was pretty fantastic right about there.
Aaron, what are you going to plug? Besides those sunflower seeds, you're going to plug up your anus.
Since you're eating whole. I'm going to go and plug Psycho Killer.
Guess who say?
My friend's hardcore punk band. They should be playing next month.
Isn't their official website? @spandex@tumblr.com?
No.
That drink tastes like shit.
Oh, okay.
Well, because
they're going to be playing next month at the Whiskey a Go Go.
Oh, good.
So you can look forward to that. So yeah, Psycho Killer. Find them on Facebook. Travis.
Yep. All right. So my name is Travis again. I'm not.
Are you a writer for the Obscure Gentleman?
Yeah. I am no longer plugging Avengers versus X-Men because it is over.
Who won?
Really,
Cyclops was right.
But was he?
Yeah, he was asshole. He was. He technically was.
But he was wrong in his execution.
Meh.
Yeah. But I would like to now plug Uncanny
his
Avengers.
His execution of...
Emily Rose?
Yes.
That's exorcism.
Professor X is dead.
Uncanny... Yeah. Uncanny Avengers is pretty fantastic. Well, the first issue is all that's out, but I loved it so far. The art is great. And the writing is pretty fantastic too. The story looks like it's going somewhere
and the
good.
And the tearing.
So it looks great with the ripping and the tearing. The ripping and the tearing. Also, if Resident Evil 6.
Was he talking about vaginas or condoms?
Or dancing.
Or buttholes.
Or like just dancing, man.
He was talking about wild tearing. Women.
Maybe talking about Hito Rip right now.
He was talking about the wild women.
Wild women.
Well,
wild
ripping
women.
And tearing at what?
Maybe it's just everything. It's like a. It's
I said ripping and tearing at work, and Rob looked at me and just smiled so big, like. You've seen it? I'm like, yes, I've seen that.
But also, yeah, Resident Evil 6, it's pretty fantastic, especially if you're looking for a game that's going to make you stop playing halfway through it, especially at night because you're too afraid to continue playing.
So go to your local Funko Land and pick one up.
And Ska Shows. I'm plugging Ska Shows.
Babe? All
right, this is Abe. I just
want to
say goodbye.
Good night.
That's all I got.
You want to plug those red jolly, those red
actually,
Starbursts?
Yeah. These Starbursts, Fave Reds, they are very good. Watermelon, cherry, strawberry, and fruit punch only.
Can I get one?
There's no more.
Also, follow me at Obscure Trevor. That's Travis.
This is Yana. Twitter. I want to first of all plug Abe constantly scrolling through softcore pictures of girls' boobs while we're recording a podcast.
Egotastic.com.
It's a but I'm not plugging looking at pictures of girls' boobs. I'm plugging Abe scrolling through pictures of girls' boobs while you're recording a podcast.
I want to be clear about that.
And then the second thing that I want to seriously plug is a show that's on Hulu called The Booth at the End.
Yes, you plugged that and I love it. Awesome.
It's a great show, possibly the greatest thing that's ever happened in a diner.
Are you looking at boobs?
Is it a scripted show or is it like a
reality show?
It's amazing.
It takes the idea of making a deal with the devil in a direction it's never gone before. I'll just say that.
No, if you guys have seen the shitty show 666 Park Avenue.
Bob the Devil and Me?
Yes. No, 666 Park Avenue.
That.
It's like that, but actually good and well written and not a bunch of bullshit with John Locke and Vanessa Williams being assholes.
Saving the best for last? I've
never seen that.
Yes, but no, it that show, I me and my wife tore through them and fucking wished that there were more because it
ripped
is,
and tore through.
We were ripping and tearing through.
The wild women.
So Yama
but it's
is correct.
On Hulu.
Dance, awkward dances.
Yes. I don't have.
Well, because it came out in Canada first, it was a Canadian show, and then Hulu picked it up off of them. So.
Yeah, but it's free to watch. Go watch it.
And the old sheriff is in it from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
He's crazy.
Unser?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Unser or the other guy who...
Hale.
And Reen Rainbow.
He just said
sucks.
Unser.
Okay.
Reen Rainbow.
Unser?
Don't lie.
Yeah. Yes.
You're talking about Unser or the other guy?
I'm just clarifying.
Because he didn't... Yes. It wasn't confidently.
I'm done with my plugs.
Don't watch Reen Rainbow.
That's not a plug.
Wait, really that's not even on anymore.
Well, I mean...
Let's do anti-plugs.
How come I didn't want to hear an opinion of a little kid my own age talking about why he loved
where Man, this book was off. Fun!
This shit was off the hook!
Why are all
well, if they said that, I would watch it.
Why are all of our kids black?
but the kid said, take it from me. Like, you know, you don't have to trust kid.
I didn't want to trust him because he's a child.
Okay, well, that wraps up very emotional, confessional episode of the Obscure Gentleman Podcast. Thank you for listening. And as always, fuck you, dude!
I'm sorry.